You are listening to Beyond Helm with Robin Beatty, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Robin Beatty, visit her on the web at robinbeatty.com, RobinBaDy.com. For more information about the other wonderful JCast Network podcasts, visit jcastnetwork.org.
I love grapes. I've always loved grapes. Black, yellow, red, green, purple. I don't care, as long as they're grapes. It probably goes back to when I was a kid. My next-door neighbor and best friend, Stephanie Argyris, well, she and her family had a grape arbor. And whenever the parents weren't around, the two of us would sneak into it, and we'd reach up and take the most delicious purple-blue globes. That's probably why I like this story. Adapted from the Midrash, The Fox and the Grapes. Well, the fox was walking along the road when he smelled grapes. Oh, the fox loved grapes. And so he followed his nose until he came to a great big gated enclosure. And he knew that on the other side, that's where the grapes were. Now the problem was how to get in. Well, the fox looked. There was a high, high fence. He couldn't jump, not even if he started way, way far away and ran up and gave a big bounding leap, jump, and hop. Now, he couldn't get over that. It was too high. The fox walked all the way around. Nope, there was no hole that he could get through. Then he started digging. He dug and dug and dug. But he couldn't dig deep enough to get under. Oh, what was the fox to do? Well, he walked around again and again and again. And that's when he saw it. There was a hole. And it might be just big enough for him to get through. So the fox went over to it. And first he put one paw in. And then he put another paw in. And then he put his head in. And he wiggled and he wiggled and he wiggled and he wiggled. And then he got stuck. He was too big. He couldn't get in. But he could see what was on the other side. Oh, the grapes. There were purple ones, and there were blue ones, and there were yellow ones, and there were pink ones, and there were orange ones, and there were striped ones, and there were plaid. Oh, I can't even go into it all. There were so many that the fox knew he had to figure out a way to get in. So he pulled himself out, and he thought, well, well. He was too fat to get in, but just a little too fat. So he wasn't going to eat for an entire day and see that, you know, if he didn't eat for a day, maybe he'd lose enough weight and he could get in. Now, you and I know that's not a very good idea, but the fox didn't care. He had seen the grapes and now he wanted them. So he lay around for a day and felt really, really sick. But he kept his eye on the prize. And the very next morning, he walked over to that hole. And he put one paw in. And he put the other paw in. He put his head in. And he wiggled and wiggled and wiggled and wiggled. And he got a little bit further. But he was still stuck. He pulled himself out. Oh, no. He was feeling sick as it was. Could he bear another day not eating? Yes. And so he didn't eat for another day. Oh, he felt even worse. He had headaches and chills. But the very next morning, he walked over to the hole. He put one paw in. He put the other paw in. He put his head in. And he wiggled and wiggled and wiggled and wiggled. And he was still stuck. He pulled himself out. Oh, no. If he wanted to get in, he'd have to not eat for another day. Oh, well, that was a horrible day. I can't even tell you all that he went through. But let me tell you this. The next day, that next morning, he crawled all over to the... He didn't crawl. He dragged himself over to the hole, and he put one paw in and the other paw in and his head in, and he wiggled and wiggled and wiggled, and he made it through. Well, he really felt horrible. He felt sick. And to tell you the truth, he was surrounded by all this good, good grape. But he couldn't eat. Not for one day. The second day, he ate a few grapes. The third day, he ate some more. And the fourth, and the fifth. He was there for an entire week. And every day, he ate and ate and ate and ate and ate. Oh, those grapes were good. But then... all of a sudden, he heard, ruff, ruff, ruff. "What is it, boy? What? Do you smell something in there? Ruff, 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 ruff. What is it, boy? What could it possibly be? Let me get my gun." Oh, the fox, he knew he was in trouble. Now, I can't tell you now, for it's a very old story, and maybe the first ones who told it could tell us, but somehow the fox did not get caught. The farmer and his dog left, even though they had been in looking for him, and the fox realized that he had to get out. So, he was scared, but he was happy he'd been in. He walked, well, I shouldn't say he walked, he waddled, for he had eaten that much. He waddled over to that hole, and he put one paw in, and he put the other paw in, ooh, and he put his head in, and he wiggled, and he wiggled, and he wiggled, but, he was stuck. He had eaten so much, he could not get out. He pulled himself out, and I bet you know what he shouldn't do. The only way he could figure out to get out was, yep, to not eat. So he didn't eat for a day. And then, the very next morning when he went over, puts a paw in, another paw in, his head in, he wiggles, wiggles. Yep, he was still stuck. It took him 3 full days of not eating. And I mean, I can't tell you what it would be like to not eat, surrounded by all that good stuff. But that poor fox, when he got out, he was just as thin as when he got in. Thin and miserable.